we come today to the reason for setting aside the nation Israel. Well, very plainly and succinctly, it was for the salvation of the Gentiles. Paul's going to say that. Now, will you listen to him in verse 11? I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles to provoke them, that is Israel, to jealousy. Or, if I may give you my translation, I say then, did they stumble in order that they might fall? Away with the thought. That's not it. But by their false step or fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke Israel to jealousy. Now, Paul opens this verse with the same engaging inquiry as he did back in verse 1. You remember he raised the question then, I say then, if God cast away his people. Now, will you notice what he's saying here? Rejection is only partial, and it's only temporary. His question is, have they stumbled in such a way that they'll not rise again? And the answer is an emphatic negative. Their fall has enabled God, through his providence, to open the gates of salvation wide to the Gentile. The Jew will see the reality of the salvation of the Gentiles, that they are experiencing the blessing of God, which the Jew thought could only come to him. And this should move him to emulation, not jealousy as we define it. I think today that in that land, I know that we've had several guides there that were Jews. And I think they're rather puzzled that we are so interested in the things that are Jewish, that are in the nation Israel. They marvel at that, because there's nothing quite like it. I enjoy London, England, and I enjoy that country because I had ancestors that came from there. But I'll be very frank with you. I was in several countries, and one of them's Egypt. My first thought when I get to Egypt is to get out of there, and I don't want to go by camel either. I want to go by jet. That's no place to stay. I've seen the pyramids and that big hunk of rock there. I've seen it. Now that's it. I don't want to go back. But there is today an interest, and that's something that these people can't understand, and they want to know. One man who was a Jewish guy talked to me about it. He said, I want to know more about these things. Quite interesting.